Now, a bomb blast in near Egypt's pyramids has left three Vietnamese tourists and an Egyptian tour guide dead. At least 11 others also sustained injuries in this explosion. Two of the injured are in critical condition. Bomb was hidden beside a wall and went off as a tourist bus was passing in the city of Giza. And there's been no claim of responsibility for the attack as of yet, but Daesh terrorists have had a history of targeting tourists. And now joining us out of Paris is Saeed Zulfikar, political analyst. Hello, sir. It's a pleasure to have you, join us on the program. Now, your take on this, obviously we know that tourism is, imperative to the economy of the Egyptians, yet tourists, terrorists know, when you attack tourists, you're sending a huge blow to that nation's economy when it's, especially when it depends so much on tourism. Your thoughts, please.
Well, of course, this is quite true what you're saying. But, tourism has been in very bad shape for the past 7 or 8 years. Immediately after the uprising in 2011, tourism practically stopped completely. It only started picking up recently in the past 2 years, but even then it's much less than it was in 2010, just before the uprising. In 2017, there were 8 million tourists, just over 8 million tourists, who brought in $17 billion worth of foreign currency to the country, which is very heavily in debt. But this compares to 15 million tourists in 2010. Now, the Takfiri terrorists have, for the past 3 years, as soon as tourism started picking up about 3 years ago, they have intensified their attacks. In 2015, there was a similar attack of a bus in Taba, southern Sinai, where three South Korean tourists were killed and the bus driver too. Again, in 2015, there was a thwarted attack on Karmak at Luxor, where about 600 people could have been killed if the three terrorists had not been stopped by the police and killed. In 2016, there have been several other attacks. And of course, the most important one was in October 2015, when a Russian plane carrying 224 passengers had a bomb in it. And from that point of view, tourism stopped. Russian tourism, which was the principal income to the country, came from Russia, totally stopped. And they only just started coming back together about 2 months ago. Now, what has been happening is that there has been an intensification of fighting in Sinai recently, and the Daesh terrorists have lost about 30 men recently. And this is probably a way of getting their revenge. What has happened, I know the area very well where this bomb blast happened, because I live not very far away from there. It is quite close to the pyramids. It's in a very heavily inhabited area, and on a tourist pathway between the hotel. There's a big hotel not far from there. So the intention is obviously to break down the country's economy, but also this is a revenge attack on what happened in last week, where 14 were killed in Sinai, and at the month in November, another 30 were killed. So this, and there have been sporadic attacks, not on tourists, but on the police, on the and especially on the Christian community, which have been going on all the time. Now, the problem is that the government does not solve the problem by just security measures. The security measures have been improving, but they have not stopped the attacks. The attacks will go on as long as the government does not tackle political and social problems, which are the crux of the matter. They're the ones that entice people to become terrorists. And as long as there's no political solution to what has been going on for the past 7 years, as long as the social situation is deteriorating, because don't forget that we had 100% devaluation of the Egyptian currency just over a year ago, which has doubled and more than doubled all prices.
So, Mr. Zulfikar, what is President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi's administration, or he himself as leader, what is he lacking to do? What is he failing to do to bring about the kind of political solution that you're alluding to try to restore security back to his country?
Well, to start with, I don't think there are any negotiations, unless they're secret, with the Muslim Brotherhood. The Muslim Brotherhood have about 20% of the country on their side. They have armed people. The Muslim Brotherhood had a private army of about 10,000 people who are still around. And the arms since since Libya's breakdown, thousands of arms have penetrated Egypt from the desert. So you have the country is teeming, is swarming with arms. Now, I don't think there have been any serious negotiations with the Muslim Brotherhood, because the Muslim Brotherhood is in Turkey, and Turkey is the principal enemy of Egypt, considered by the government to be an enemy. They were both in Qatar and in Turkey. And as long as they remain in backed by these two countries, I don't think there will be any serious negotiations with them. Now, on the social side, unfortunately, the government is a government made up mostly of military people who do not have any particular knowledge of the economic and social ills of the country, and who treat dissent or opposition by security measures which are alienating the people. The people have been alienated by the very high cost of living, and about 40% of the population lives under the poverty line, and nothing is being really done seriously to solve these problems. That is the crux of the matter. Security measures will not solve the problem as long as you don't tackle the political and social aspects.
Thank you for joining us and for your input there, Mr. Saeed Zulfikar, political analyst, joining us there out of Paris.